Good evening, everyone. It's Thursday, October 29th, and welcome to today's Market Wrap, a post-market podcast from Business Standard. I'm Swati, and here are the top developments of the day. The headlines first. Market falls amid weak global cues, FNO expiry. Sensex sheds 173 points, Nifty ends at 11,671. L&T slips 5% as Q2 numbers fail to cheer investors. Nifty IT bucks the trend, ends 0.3% higher. Maruti Suzuki posts 2% YOY growth in Q2 consolidated profit at ₹1,420 crore. Indigo Q2 net loss narrows to ₹1,195 crore on a QOQ basis, while revenue jumps 257%, and Pidilite Industries advances 5% on the acquisition of Huntsman Group Arm. Now, the news in detail. The domestic stock market ended nearly 0.5% lower on Thursday, the last day of the futures and option contracts for the October series. The S&P BSE Sensex ended 173 points or 0.43% lower at 39,750 levels, while NSE's Nifty ended at 11,671, down 59 points or 0.5%. India VIX gained over 3.5% to 24 levels. HDFC Bank, HDFC and L&T were the major contributors to the Sensex's fall today, while Reliance Industries and Asian Paints gave them much-needed support. In the broader market, the S&P BSE Midcap Index ended flat at 14,812 levels, while the S&P BSE Small Cap Index dropped 0.5% to 14,893 levels. On the NSE, barring Nifty IT, all the other sectoral indices ended in the red. In the earnings corner, auto major Maruti Suzuki on Thursday reported 2.05% YOY growth in consolidated profit at ₹1,409.6 crore for the September quarter of the current fiscal, while revenue rose 10.3% to ₹18,755.6 crore. The stock ended nearly 1% lower. Interglobe Aviation-run Indigo Airline on Thursday reported a standalone net loss of ₹1,194.8 crore for the July-September quarter of the current fiscal. The airline had reported a record loss of ₹2,840 crore during the June quarter of FY21 amid suspension of air travel owing to the COVID-19 pandemic. In the year-ago period, the loss stood at ₹1,060 crore. Now, let's take a look at the global markets. European stocks edged higher on Thursday after strong earnings reports from companies including oil major Royal Dutch Shell and chip equipment supplier ASM, but sentiment remained fragile a day after a broad sell-off on lockdown fears. In Asia, stock markets fell. MSCI's broadest index of Asia-Pacific shares outside Japan fell 0.6%, with the heaviest drops in Australia, down 1.6%, and South Korea, down 1%. Japan's Nikkei fell just 0.3%, while Chinese blue chips rose 0.5%, and the yuan led a gentle bounce in Asian currencies against the greenback. In commodities, oil prices declined. That's all we have in today's Market Wrap. For all the latest news and views on business, economy and markets, do log on to businessstandard.com.